Like, the basketball scene and culture is something in Memphis. Baseball is a big deal here, too. And so here's the latest. Local guy to end up in the big leagues, 25-year-old Britt Rooker. And I guess it must not be what you always imagine because you're playing with no fans and in the middle of a pandemic. But still, you're in the big leagues. You're starting. Like, he's hitting cleanup. He got called up today. He's hitting cleanup in the second game of a doubleheader, and he already has an RBI single. So congrats to him and congrats to his family. That must be a dream come true for everybody.
Story number three.
Adrian Peterson was waived earlier today by the Washington NFL franchise. And the reason is because Antonio Gibson is awesome, is what it sounds like.
That is what it sounds like, or that they have a ton of running backs, well, but yes.
Well, how about this? So I don't know if you saw this interview AP did with Josina Anderson from ESPN, and in that interview, he said that he was surprised that he got released. I'll just read you the quotes, and this will sort of tell you what's happening with that Washington franchise right now. Adrian Peterson, future obvious Hall of Famer, said, quote, "It caught me by surprise. I was having a strong camp. It was showing up on film, taking number one reps all the way to this week. And then I just got notified by the running backs coach yesterday that they want to give these young guys some reps. But I didn't know I was going to get cut. There was no indication of that. And then today, Coach Rivera just said that this is always tough, but yes, we're going to release you and go with a different offensive style," end quote. And then next sentence in the story posted at CBSSports.com, that style, according to Adrian Peterson, will feature a lot of rookie running back Antonio Gibson. He said, this is Adrian Peterson talking again, quote, "Look, Gibson is a hell of a talent. That system really fits him well, but I feel like I could do that system as well, more as a receiving back." But according to Adrian Peterson, this is the most important part, he didn't just get released because they're thinking about going another direction. He got released because they're about to turn Antonio Gibson
awesome.
Into their featured back, which is wild. Do you know how many times he carried the ball in college?
33
times.
Yeah.
Now, that's the byproduct of 1 year he's behind Daryl Henderson.
And then Kenneth Gainwell, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And by the way, that's how awesome those guys are. But, you know, Tony Pollard and then Antonio Gibson, we've got not primary running backs at Memphis going and being having prominent roles in the NFL. Like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the idea that a guy who got 33 carries in college at the University of Memphis just became the reason that Adrian Peterson has been released is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it does give me some hope that I know we're all bummed about Kenny Gainwell, but it does give me some hope that someone's going to emerge for this Memphis team just because they always have recently.
Well, yeah, you know, they always have. Now, you wonder, is that because they were just recruited and developed?
Right.
Was it Mike Norvell? Like, we're going to find out a lot of this stuff.
We are. I'm really excited about
tomorrow. We're
going
to find out a lot of this stuff this year. But either way, what an awesome deal for Antonio Gibson. 33 carries in college, and now it appears going to be the featured back with the Washington franchise in his rookie season.
Story number four.
Lionel Messi, in a dramatic U-turn, announced today that he's going to stay with Barcelona. Posted a interview at gold.com. It was a video interview, and he basically said that he wanted to leave, but he thought he was free to leave, but it became clear to him that this was going to end up in court because they were arguing over the details of the contract, and he just said, quote, "I would never take the club I have played my entire life for to court. And that is why I'm staying in Barcelona. It was a tough decision. I always said I wanted to end my career here, and I do." Except, that was the end of the quote, except you didn't always say you wanted to end your career here.
Oh, you want to leave.
Like, as recently as a week ago, you said you wanted to end your career. So, like, what are we talking about? But either way, you don't have to burn your messy Barcelona shirt. He apparently is going to remain with that club at least for another season. Jeff Calkins up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God. The roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out. Coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. It is central to the center's mission to convene discussions about current constitutional issues facing our nation so that people of all ages and perspectives can learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For the center's live programs, constitutional news, podcasts, educational resources, and online interactive Constitution, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Man, I can't wait for a weekend full of college football. It's finally back. We got the NFL next week, NBA playoffs on every day. And with football and hoops back in full swing, I'm telling you, there's absolutely no better way to watch live sports than with Xfinity X1 and the X1 Sports app. You know, last night I've got NBA on the big screen, college football on my laptop, MLB on my iPad, and it's all possible with X1. And the cool thing about X1 Sports is you can track multiple games at once and check the latest scores and standings, all while watching another show or game. But one of my favorite features is you can add all of your favorite teams to X1 Sports so that your DVR automatically records anything associated with those teams, and you'll get reminders when your team's about to play. And that really comes in handy when we've got so many games happening at once. So with football back this week, make sure you're giving yourself the best possible viewing experience with Xfinity X1. It really is the simplest, most complete way to access and experience all your teams on all your screens. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into a local Xfinity store today for details.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Week one of the football season is about to kick off, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action with two shots at a $1 million top prize. Making it rain with DraftKings is easy, easy, easy. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for yards, touchdowns, and so much more. Plus, DraftKings is giving away a share of up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. Just sign up at DraftKings, enter that survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. So go download the top-rated DraftKings app. It's in your app store. Go get it right now and use the code WMFS to get a free shot at a $1 million top prize. That's code WMFS on the DraftKings app. And for a limited time, get your share of $100 million in prizes by entering DraftKings free survivor pool. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, GP.
What's wrong? You sound down. You okay? Your dog not on the deck again?
I've been tube-feeding my puppy every 2 hours for the last 72 straight hours. That's what's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know that I would even do that for one of my children. Like, really?
No, I'm fine. But I'm a little worn down. But I'm actually my spirits are reasonably high. Plus, I was just reading about Taranza. Do you know who Taranza is?
I'm unfamiliar. Fill me in.
Taranza is an elephant in the Memphis Zoo. It turns out the oldest elephant, and it said, at least according to the release, set a record for the oldest elephant in North America and was euthanized today. Yeah, so Taranza was born in the wild in 64, I think, and then was orphaned, became a Ringling Brothers elephant, arrived in Memphis at age 12, and unlike John Calipari, stayed here for the duration of her career.
She didn't leave us for Kentucky?
She did not leave us for Kentucky. She stayed right till the end.
What if Ty Ranza would have said, listen, this is where I want to be, and then like 3 days later went to Kentucky? That would have been something, wouldn't
there
it?
There she is at the Lexington Zoo, you know, recruiting other animals from the Memphis Zoo to join her in Lexington.
Yeah, she took our best I can't even think of zoo animals right now. Our best giraffe with her.
Best flamingo went with Taranza. Can you believe that? You know, we had a wildebeest. Without wildebeest, we were going to have the best zoo ever. And instead, it's in Lexington.
56 years old, this Taranza was?
Taranza was 56 years old. Yeah, it's just literally when you called, I was reading the press release. Maybe that's why I was down. I was reading the press release on Taranza. I'd say the elephant's one of my favorite zoo animals. Pretty clearly. I wasn't familiar with her work in particular, but there you go.
But even if you're not familiar with your work, if you are a Memphian, you have probably laid your eyes on Taranza, whether you knew it or not.
If you've ever been to the zoo, it seems like you've seen Taranza, because you go past the elephants, right? I mean, you're not going to miss the elephants.
Can't miss the elephants.
And she's been there for the last 56 years. So unless it's been like 57 years between visits, you've probably seen Taranza. You will see her no more.
Oh,
I'll tell you that. Now, here's the question that Charles asked me.
Okay.
What do you do with an elephant carcass?
And Charles probably wants to send it to the moon.
Well, seriously, what do you like? You don't bury it, right? And even if you're going to cremate it, okay, like respectfully, do you have to cremate it one piece of Taranza at a time? Like, can you fit? Hey, that's a big oven.
You gotta have a big oven for I don't have any idea what you do with an elephant carcass.
What do you do with an elephant carcass? If anyone can tell me the answer to that, he thought we should do a story on it for the Daily Memphian. I thought that seemed a little grim. You know, here we are thinking of Taranza in all our glory, and he wants me to be all the wonderful years, and he wants me to be doing an investigative piece on how you get rid of an old elephant carcass.
Maybe you call that guy yesterday who had the saw and worked on your deck, and you just tell him to go to work on it.
Go to work on Taranza and then feed her in piece by piece?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they have to do. Like, if you murder somebody in an apartment building in New York City, you have to chop them up and put them in a suitcase and take them out. So, like, I read that story. I seen it on Dateline. And so I guess that's what you could do. You could, in theory, do that with Taranza. Let's just, like, cut her little trunk off.
Do you think they have an oven big enough? Because, I mean, they have all sorts of, like, rhinoceroses die and hippos die. And, you know, now a lion, you could, that's, you know, fit in a, you know, medium-sized oven.
I don't know. I've honestly never thought about what happens to dead elephants at the zoo. But they got to do something with them. Tyranza
can't just sit there.
Can't let Tyranza lay there dead all weekend. We got kids coming to the zoo this weekend.
You think they have like chalk around like where she fell? Like they have it? Oh, poor Taranza, chalked off there. You know. So anyway, it's kind of a sad day all around. Yeah.
Did you see the local 24 story about a Memphis football player getting shot in the leg?
Did John Broussard? He's supposedly been good. You know, he's a cornerback. He's a relevant player. Obviously, the story to me is not a football story, and I don't want to go from our goofy elephant story to this. But I mean that coupled with the fact that a Whitehaven football player was shot and killed yesterday, I believe, or earlier this week.
Yesterday.
I mean, it is. You know, I mean, we had 901 day earlier this week, and on 901 day, we spent part of my show talking about the best and worst things about Memphis, and I just took off the table right away. Like, let's not talk about crime and poverty, right? Because of course that's the worst thing about Memphis, but it is. I mean, it's a tragedy that the gun violence in this city and other cities across America. Is just awful. I mean, it's just awful that, I mean, I don't know what the hell happened at this.
Right.
Where was it? It was on Spotswood.
There was apparently a fight broke out. There's maybe 10 or so people involved. And then something that happens far too often these days that I don't remember happening certainly as often when I was younger. A fight just can't be a fight anymore. Somebody pulls out a gun and starts shooting, and then people end up in the hospital or dead.
And that's the thing. Like, it is not uncommon, you know, where and when and how I grew up, that young men would be in fights, right? Like, that happens. Young men are in fights. It's the idea that, okay, get the gun, right? Get the gun, whether it's in the car or whatever else. And I'm not going to, like, whatever. I'm not sitting here going to talk about, you know, in the end, everyone will say, well, it's the lawless democratic cities that are run by Democrats that have this problem. And other people say it's because we are just swimming in guns as a country that we have this problem or whatever. But it really is it's a horrible scourge that we have, you know, that like no other country in the world have this level of gun violence. And it's, you know, it's just, to me, it's not as much as it is a football story. And it will impact the game. Like, he's a relevant player. And obviously DeMonte Coxey was a witness, evidently. Can't really have your game face on when you're worrying about this. I can't imagine. But it's really a sad Memphis story, coupled with the other even sadder because a young man lost his life.
And it's sad every time you turn on the news or you see the tweet from Memphis Police Department. You know, there was a shooting here, shooting there. Honestly, most times we don't even know who these people are. We never hear about them again. It's still sad. I want to make that clear. It's especially, I don't know, from my perspective, more troubling when it doesn't appear to be just random gang stuff or drug deal gone bad stuff. I mean, this was a high school football player, a senior in high school, just like I have a senior in high school. And then today it's a college student. I know it didn't happen today. It happened last Sunday, but we find out about it today. You know, a high school student who plays football, shot, killed at a convenience store. College football player at the University of Memphis, shot last Sunday in the leg, taken to the hospital in non-critical condition. I guess this is the point I made in the opening segment. And I know there are exceptions to everything that I say. Earlier I said, I just don't remember. When I was younger, I wasn't involved in fights, but I was around fights all the time. You know, I didn't get involved because I wasn't tough. I didn't want any part of it. But I was around it all the time. Fights break out at a bar. Fights break out after school. Fight breaks out downtown. I've seen all of them. It never crossed my mind that, somebody might pull a gun and shoot. It never entered my mind. And I promise you, if I witnessed a fight today, it would be the first thing that popped into my mind. And Mario on Twitter spoke up and he said, hey, listen, you and I are around the same age. Trust me, you know, 25 years ago, if there was a fight, somebody might pull a gun out. And I'm not going to argue the point. I'm just saying I don't ever remember being concerned about it, but that seems to be the common thread between these two shootings. A altercation at a convenience store leads to a gunshot, and now a high school senior football player is dead. And then an altercation between around 10 people, and that can't just be confined to an altercation. It has to end up with gun violence, and at least two people shot, a football player at the University of Memphis in the leg, another unidentified person in the lower back. It does feel like things have changed, and not for the better, and I'm certain there's some data to back that up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know the answer to that. It doesn't, but I grew up in I grew up in suburban Buffalo, essentially, which was, you know, a very different feel. Obviously Penny Hardaway shot in the foot,
yeah,
right?
I mean, there you go, right.
So, and he's about your vintage.
Yeah, he's a little older than me, but not much.
It wasn't unheard of. If we put in whatever year you graduated from high school, gun deaths in Memphis, I suspect it's a smaller number than you know, this year in Memphis. I don't know the answer to that, but you're right. Like, right now, it always feels like there's a fear that someone will pull out a gun. And honestly, like, even, and not just in the quote-unquote, you know, inner city, right, or whatever. Like, if I was at the Target parking lot and there was a fight going on or whatever, I do think there's always a chance that someone's going to pull out a gun. Like, I just think that is part of America now. When people get heated, and it's honestly one of the arguments against guns being everywhere, is when people get is when you get heated. I suspect people who pull out guns that don't actually, you know, if they had a day to think about it, wouldn't be killing each other. But, you know, they'd be whatever. But will you? I don't know. I don't know the answer to it.
Well, it's often like the way I read the stories is in the good old days, if you will, and I use that somewhat sarcastically. There's two guys fighting, and inevitably one guy is going to be getting his ass kicked. And then he'd just get his ass kicked until his ass was kicked or until the other guy stopped or until somebody jumped in. But that's the way that would mostly end. Now it feels like if the guy getting his ass kicked also is carrying a gun, which is more likely than it's probably ever been, like, when you're getting kicked in the head, like, you just want to avoid the next kick. And maybe pulling that gun and pulling the trigger is the best way to avoid the next kick. And that's how these fights turn into gunfights, gun violence. And, you know, I know what happens. I never seen anybody get beat to death with a fist. I know what happens. I just never seen it with my own eyes. But now those same fights.
Certainly doesn't happen much. You don't see a lot of beaten by fist until dead deaths in America. Right. You know, there's not a rampant. There's no question.
And
even if the guy is done getting his ass beat, but he's had his ass beat, and he can go raid Joe's gun and come back and exactly – there's an indignity to getting your ass beat, right? And so you just want to get even. I don't know. I'm putting myself in the mind of, you know, whatever I can't. It never would occur to me to have a gun. It just wouldn't. I don't know. Like, and that's why, of course – most of the data suggests that gun ownership only makes it, you know, more likely to get killed rather than less likely to get killed.
I mean,
particularly if suicide is continued in the stats, there's many more, you know, it doesn't create safety, it creates a hazard.
Right. Sometimes it's been an argument, like with people I know and people I even care about, and, you know, they'll have a gun in their home, and I'll say, okay, why do you have that gun in your home? And they'll be like, well, because what if somebody, you know, tries to come hurt my family? I'm like, dude, you live four houses down from me. Who's coming to try to hurt your family? Like, what? Can you even find an example of a home invasion, you know, in our neighborhood? But even if you could, here's the truth. Regardless of where you live, the studies show. And I'm not trying to get into a gun. If you want to have a gun because it makes you feel safer, like I don't care. I'm over it. But the studies do show if you have a gun in your home, you make yourself and you put yourself and your family in more danger.
You're much more likely to get shot if you have a gun in your house.
Your kid's going to shoot at
your kid playing with it, or you're going to commit suicide, or someone else is going to commit suicide, or you're going to something. Yeah, but when you put a gun in your home, you make that home more dangerous.
That's exactly right. I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you said something earlier. And it's something I've said before, and I'm always hesitant to talk about it in this way because it sounds like, all right, I was fine when you guys were all killing each other in North Memphis, but now that it's coming into Spotswood, like, we got to get this under control. But it is true that there was a time where you would hear about, oh, violence in Memphis is really bad, and it really was. The numbers are the numbers. But you would go, okay, now give me a map of where these things are happening. And it was like, well, here's a little cluster here, and there's a cluster there, and there's a cluster there. And so, honestly, if you don't live in those places, you're probably not going to be susceptible to gun violence. For instance, let's talk about Chicago right now. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Chicago. I've got friends who live in Chicago. If you were to, you know, just listen to certain politicians, you would think Chicago's a war zone. Like, you can't go, you know, 38 people got shot this weekend. That doesn't happen. I mean, it rarely happens at the places I will be in Chicago. You know, it all happens in South Side. A lot of it happens on the South Side. Memphis, certainly, over the past few years, it has started happening everywhere. Like, I don't know where you can reasonably, I don't know where you can be today and be 100% certain there's just no way I'd randomly see a shooting here or get shot at here. Just in the past few weeks, there was CC's Pizza and Popper Plaza got shot up. I mean, what? Bennett used to work there. Like, how does a pizza place designed for parents and their young children to eat a lot cheaply, that ends up getting shot up. And then it was maybe two Sundays ago, I was leaving Southwind, TPC Southwind, where Justin Thomas had just won a tournament. And I turned on the hex cross and was driving, and a cop car flew by me and then stopped right in front of me. And what I saw was a car going the same direction I was going, stopped in the middle of the road, and it looked like a bullet had gone through the back window. So much so that I texted the guys I play golf with, and I was like, yo, I think I just barely missed seeing somebody shoot a car going the same direction as my car. And then I went home that night, and I Googled and Twitter searched, and I couldn't find anything that backed that up. But then the next day, sure enough, I think it was like Local 24, shooting, road rage incident on Hacks Cross at Winchester, like right at TPC Southwind. And apparently it was a man. And just so everybody understands, we're not talking about this along racial lines. It was a white man got into a road rage incident with a woman. The woman pulled a gun out and showed it to the guy, like, you better watch out. And he pulled his gun out and shot through her back window on Hacks Cross right outside of Southwind, shot the window out. She had two kids in the back seat in car seats. Like, that happened right.
Was anyone hurt?
No, thank God. And they caught the guy, and he's now facing all sorts of charges. But, like, that could have reasonably been my car. And I'm not saying, and that's why I'm outraged. I'm just saying I drive that road. Every time I go to play golf, I drive on Hex Cross in that direction on my way home, and they're just people shooting at each other on the streets. Like, it's insanity.
Right. Yeah, now, of course, we should care just as much when it's, you know, people in the poorest areas of the city.
I hope I've made that clear.
Yeah, but the listen, when Phil Trenary, gets shot on South Front Street, that was in 2018. It was basically it was basically 2 years ago. Phil Trenary shot on Front Street, and then Glenn Cofield, who's a prominent business manager, was shot leaving a party. It's interesting, like, question, because when quote-unquote prominent white people are shot, it gets much more attention than, you know, your random, you know, person you've never heard of getting shot, particularly if that person is dealing drugs at the time that they get shot.
Or lives in a certain zip code.
Right. Well, at least if they're dealing drugs, then you think, okay, you are in a high apt to get shot industry, and it is a cost of doing business, right? If you're honestly, if you live in that zip code and you're just trying to go to school and you get shot, like, that is just so sad. But it is, if you're doing something, if you're in a gang and you get shot, well, you know, it's not like you may be a 16-year-old who grew up in poverty and had no chance other than to be in a gang, whatever else, and so even then, it's a tragedy. But at least there I can say, well, you're in a gang, so, you know, that people shoot each other in gangs, and so that's a different kind of a deal. I don't, you know, the problem with this whole thing is, Gary, it just, honestly, COVID-19 seems more solvable than this. You know, like, there's no sense sitting here and saying, well, we got to have stiffer gun laws, because we're in Tennessee. We're not going to have stiffer gun laws. There's so many guns out there anyway, you know, like, and so what is it? It's poverty, guns, you know, that's what it is. It's poverty and guns. That's what it is. It's hopelessness, poverty, guns, whatever the heck you want to say. I don't think it's rap lyrics, you know, but all of that seems so intractable that, like, what are you supposed to do with it other than say it's a tragedy?
Oh, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we can have this long conversation and point out all the facts. And usually when we're talking about something, whether it's COVID-19 or something as stupid as, or as less important as, I don't know, the University of Memphis basketball program, we say, okay, well, then here's the issues. Now here's what you need to do, and you can fix this problem. We did it with the Tubby Smith situation over and over and over again. With this one, you just talk about it. You express frustration and sadness and anger, and then you go, okay, now what? Like, what can you do about it? I don't know that people have been trying to do something about it for a long time, and it doesn't seem to be getting better, just getting worse.
That's the problem. And that's why A much easier problem is how to get rid of an elephant that's dead. And I have someone has texted since we've been on the air. Someone has written me and said his name is Richard. I won't give his last name. Used to work at the zoo. They have an incinerator on property, and they do, this is what he says, and they do piece up the carcass and incinerate them on property.
Imagine your job is to chop up Tyranza.
Unfortunately, someone is out there right now probably taking a circular saw to Tyranza.
How do you even do that? If you work at the zoo and you've been around Tyranza your whole life, you're like, hey, Tyranza, what's up today? You having a good day?
I think I had to get a third party now, to come do that.
Now you it seems like you got to hire somebody from the – You gotta fly somebody in who's not emotionally attached
to
Tyranza.
Maybe you just tell yourself this is what Tyranza would have wanted.
To be chopped up in the middle of a pandemic.
By the person that took care of me.
Oh, man. You think Tyranza is already chopped up?
Well, and then the other question is let's be honest. Like, it's the Wild Kingdom. Why don't they? No, they wouldn't do that.
What do you want to do? Feed it to the other something?
Yeah, that's like to the alligators.
Yeah, just throw it to the alligator.
Come on.
Like, why not?
Hey, what's wrong with y'all?
Let's be honest. The alligators have been eyeing Tyranza for 56 years.
They've been
right?
wanting to get Tyranza. They've been wanting to get Tyranza. They've been wanting to get Tyranza for a long time.
Oh man, come on. We're not doing that.
I think
she's
I would.
Dead. Why does it matter? Like, you know, like go ahead and that way a little piece of Tyranza will live on.
What I wonder if you could like see if you could just keep the trunk. Like I'd like to have Tyranza's trunk. You know how some of those people, they go hunting and they shoot like a deer and then they hang a deer on their wall?
Yep.
Like, what if I just hung trunk on my wall? Wouldn't that be neat if you came over and you'd be like,
that'd be good,
you'd be like, GP's got a Tyranza's trunk on his wall. Wouldn't that be something?
It's probably, see if it may be too late. It may be too late. And I don't know, like, is a trunk have like a shrinkage issue? You know what I mean? Or is it always fully extended? You know what I mean?
I feel like they curl up a little bit sometimes.
Well, and particularly after, I don't know, maybe it could be embalmed.
That's what she said.
Trunk.
Yeah, like I'm sure there's somebody out there that can make Tyranza's trunk hard forever.
Right, it's just to give her the little blue pill.
Yeah,
right,
we'll get exactly. We'll get her like a Roman.com, a Roman.com subscription.
Whatever, get them on the case. Can you make Tyranza's, you're going to make it fully extended forever?
I want Tyranza's trunk on my wall fully extended forever. And then I could just, you know, I'd swing on it every once in a while, let the kids play on it.
Right. Like, hey, yeah, you make sure that the end was curled, in a curled position, so it's like a swing.
Yeah, you climb up there and just sit on Tyranza's trunk and watch a Mets game.
Were you a Tom Seaver fan, by the way?
You know what? Evan Washburn did this to me yesterday. We were doing Time to Shine, and he's GP, you know, everybody knows you're a Mets fan, so, you know, my condolences to you. What was it like growing up watching Tom Seaver? And if you watched the show yesterday, I just faked it. I just said, you know, he's obviously the most, you know, important Met in the history of the franchise. I didn't grow up watching Tom Seaver.
He was 69.
Yes, I was born.
Now, on the other hand, what did he add over? Like, he came back to the Mets, then he left again. Like, Mets ditched him twice.
Yes.
He went to Cincinnati. Like the great Mr. Met or whatever. Yes. Like they traded him to Cincinnati and then they didn't protect him at some point into the whatever. And so he ended up with the White Sox. He won his 300th game as a White Sox, if I recall.
And then pitched a no-hitter with the Red Sox. But
is that right?
Yes. Yeah. But won 3 Cy Youngs with the Mets. His last season with the Mets was 83. So that was right around the time I was becoming a Mets fan. And he pitched in 86, so I guess I have some recollection of Tom Seaver being an active baseball player. But the idea that I like Mike Vaccaro, our friend who worked for the New York Post.
Yeah, I read his column. It was really nice. Right, he grew up idolizing.
He grew up idolizing. I grew up idolizing Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden.
different era.
Yeah, and different heroes. Like
different style.
Yeah,
right.
Mike Vaccaro's whole column was like, I got to meet my hero and have a relationship with him, and he never let me down. And I'm like, my heroes both went to rehab.
the tribute where the Mets did, though, where they had the smudge on the right knee.
Yeah.
Because in his – he would pitch and get so low that he would, when his mechanics were right, he'd get a smudge on his knee.
Right.
The fact that every single player showed up with a dirt smudge, that was totally classic.
That was sweet. And then they took the field and they, you know, tipped their hat to his 41 hanging, you know, retired at Citi Field. The only regrettable thing, and this is because of the stupid-ass owners, when they moved into Citi Field back in 2009, like, there were people pushing right then for Tom to have a statue outside Citi Field, and it is finally now getting done, but like he'll never get to see it. You know, that's just sort of sad. You like people to be able to experience that. And
well, same thing with Tyranza's trunk and the statue of Tyranza. You know, never get to see it again. You know, no, you're exactly right. It would be, and the Mets have. Let's be honest, that organization has not covered itself in glory in all kinds of ways. So,
but they're about to be sold to a billionaire, and so
yeah,
I can't wait for that. All right, hey, moment of silence, Bennett, for Tyranza, real quick. All right, rest in peace, big elephant, you big girl. Rest in peace.
See you later.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Can you imagine? It's like Friday of a holiday weekend. You're just at the zoo, working, doing your job. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, but hey, before you get out of here this weekend, we're going to need you to cut up Tyranza.
Mm-mm.
What in the world?
I'm not doing it.
I'd be like, come on, man.
We got to bring somebody in to do that.
Like, I can't be involved in that.
No.
You know.
That's too disturbing.
Yeah, I can't be involved in cutting up Tyranza.
Yeah.
See if you can book the person who cut up Tyranza
for
me.
Okay, I will. I got some zoo connections. I'll look into that.
I'd like to talk to them about what's that like? You go to work every day and you see Tyranza. Whether you know it's Tyranza or not, you've been looking that old elephant in the eyes for years and years and years. And now it's your job, not just to watch her die, but you have to cut her up. I mean, what? Like, you've had pets, right? Have you ever had a dog that you love die?
Yes. Yeah, last year, a year and a half ago, two years ago.
Now, what if I told you, okay, now, Bennett, you need to cut that dog up into 7 pieces?
No. Never.
There's no amount of money.
There's no amount of money. It was awful just holding him while he died. Like, that, there's no, uh-uh.
Dude, I think maybe the hardest I've ever cried, certainly on the short list, is when I had to hold my dog while he died.
It was probably for me, too. It was probably for me. And it's like, it's even worse because you have, like, the nurses in there with you. And so there is, I mean.
So you feel like, I mean, I guess they see it every day, but you sort of feel.
Yeah, I mean, but it sucks.
Dude, I've told this story before. We had just moved from Olive Branch to Hernando, but we had never changed vets. So we just had our vet still in Olive Branch. And I know they're both in DeSoto County. They're very far from each other. Like,
yeah.
It takes a while. Like, from Olive Branch, you can get to Kyrville way quicker than you can get to Hernando. So we have to put little Mick to sleep. And I go by myself. And it's just awful. It's just absolutely.
The car ride sucks. It all sucks.
It all sucks. But, you know, I'm going to take him home with me afterwards. Because we, you know, I want to bury him.
Mm.
And so they put him in a box like he's a television.
And oh, you got the body?
Oh, yeah. Mick is buried in our backyard.
Really?
Yes.
I've done that before. I got Bubby's ashes.
Yeah. No,
they're sitting on my mantle. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, we have.
Is that weird that I have my dog's ashes like in a little box?
No, I don't think that's weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it anywhere? I got my dog buried in my backyard. We have two dogs, Mick and Lola, both buried in our backyards. Little tombstones for them and everything. So I got to drive all the way back from Olive Branch to Hernando with Mick in a box behind me, and it's like it's rush hour. So the traffic's awful. It takes me like an hour to get back. And I'm just,
I thought you were going to say you had to like stomp on your brakes and he fell out.
No. No. But it was like, you know, you're just sitting in a car with your dead dog that I had for like 13 or 14 years.
It
was just like,
tough.
It was a hell of a drive. I was like, man, if I ever have to do this again, I'm going to cut down on the drive. That's at least for sure.
Yeah.
But then like getting him out of the box and then actually burying him, like that's all, ugh. Now, if you told me I had to cut him up like he's Tyranza, there's no chance.
No, thanks. Uh-uh.
I can't. I couldn't do it. Like if you said, Gary, here's $500,000, but you have to cut your little dog up in 7 pieces. I just couldn't do it.
I might do it for $500,000, but I get the point.
Ugh. So shouts to whoever's got to cut up Tyranza today because – That seems, I mean, plus it sounds like a big job, you know?
Oh, that's going to take a couple hours.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you got.
That ain't something you just knock out within a few minutes. There's no saws that big.
Woo. Boy. Anyway, rest in peace to Tyranza.
Yeah.
She lived a good life, though.
For sure. Oldest in history, right?
As of now,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you get removed from that list the second it's over for you, you know? Be back in a second. You know, Josh Hightsaw attracts and sells so many homes, he consistently knows about great houses before they even hit the market. So if you want immediate access to the best homes in and around Memphis, getting on Josh's list is free and puts you at the front of the line in purchasing your dream home. Go to joshsellsthemidsouth.com. And don't forget, he's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold, that agreed upon price within 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hightsaw. 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your alarm on an ordinary vacation.
Hello, ma'am. This is your wake-up call.
This is your alarm on a real vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RV. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRVing.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at FuelRewards.com.
For muscle pain, body aches,
to strains. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for the biggest brands in computers? If so, the place to look is Coupa Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park. I'm talking about Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Big savings on the biggest names in computers at Coupa Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give them a call, 901-360-9679. That's 901-360-9679. Talk to Lee Cooper, talk to Lauren Cooper, talk to any of the consultants at Coupa Systems. Tell them what it is you need a machine for. They'll be able to find something that's perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you because you won't be paying for a lot of things you're never, ever, ever going to use. That's the mistake too many people make when they're buying a computer. They buy from the big box store and they get whatever they're selling. And often it's going to be able to do a whole bunch of stuff that you don't need it to do, but you're still paying for that stuff. It's a waste of money. Don't do that. Go to Coupa Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Coupa Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They're on the web, coupasystems.com. Game 3, Bucks Heat is underway. Bucks are up 19-16 early. Do you have it on in front of you, Bennett?
I do not. I can get it right now.
I don't care, but it is actually on TNT, yes.
Yeah, I got it. It's in a commercial break.
People are reporting that Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning MVP and soon-to-be two-time MVP, has rolled his right ankle.
Ooh.
And if that is serious, that is a serious problem because Miami, as the one seed in the East, is already down 2-0. And it is unlikely that you come back from a 2-0 deficit. I think it becomes almost impossible for you to come back from a 2-0 deficit if Giannis is not on the court for you. So I'll update you on his situation when we come back. We'll be back with dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview.
Let's go.
I got a Dateline preview.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. We're coming by to assist anyone who hasn't completed it yet, and we'll be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. We'll be asking some simple questions that will inform funds for healthcare, education, and more over the next decade. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Sports in the United States are finally mostly back. The Major League Baseball season is underway. The NBA season has resumed. MLS and the WNBA are happening, not to mention the PGA Tour. So we have a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you're like me, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So please, ask for it. Next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store, New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain clean.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Benefits Fan Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fan Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Prescriptions products require approval from an online healthcare provider. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information. Everyone needs a good wingman, someone who always has your back when you need it. But what about a wingman in the bedroom? Visit RexMD.com for real ED medication and get a wingman that keeps on giving. Here's how it works. Just fill out a 5-minute online quiz, and based on your information, RexMD.com will provide one of their private online doctors to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered directly to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Everyone needs a good wingman. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's R-E-X-M-D.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the
week puppeteer. One of the football season is about to kick off, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action with 2 shots at a $1 million top prize. Making a rain with DraftKings is easy. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for yards, touchdowns, and so much more. Plus, DraftKings is giving away a share of up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you got to do is sign up at DraftKings, enter that survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. So go download top-rated DraftKings app in your app store. Go get it right now and use code WMFS to get a free shot at a $1 million top prize. That's code WMFS on the DraftKings app. Go get it out of your draft. Out of your app store on your phone. For a limited time, you can get a share of $100 million in prizes by entering DraftKings' free survivor pool. Just make sure to remember to use code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but let's focus on the playoff game that is happening right now. It's Bucks Heat down in the bubble with the Heat up 2-0 in the series. Bucks leading 26-24 with 2:10 left in the first quarter. The story of the first quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I told you going into the last break, rolled his right ankle. I have since found video of it. He did roll his right ankle. What's hilarious is he really just tripped over his own foot, and they called a foul on Miami. Nobody touched him.
Yeah, he's checking back in, it looks like.
He is checking back in, according to Bennett Doyle. So Giannis is going to be able to continue for Milwaukee. That's good for Milwaukee, but this is the first of 2 games tonight. It is Bucks Heat happening right now, and then Rockets Lakers tipping off 8 o'clock.
What's the biggest game tonight?
It's Rockets-Lakers tipping off at 8 o'clock. Game 1 Western Conference Semifinals. LeBron James and Anthony Davis on one side. James Harden and Russell Westbrook on the other. Lakers are 6.5-point favorites tonight. The total, 226. Tip schedule for 8. Like I said, you can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
I got a brand new Dateline NBC. 1 hour special starts at 9 o'clock. 1 hour special. We're going to cram it in.
Damn.
We're going to cram it in.
We are on a bad streak with that.
But somebody did die in this one.
Oh, Bennett. Good. Okay.
We do have a murder. It's a murder mystery only on Dateline. You ready?
Yep.
I wrote a preview.
Let's go.
Okay. It was 7:30 at night on February 4th, 2010, when the 911 call came into the police department in York, South Carolina. "Listen to me carefully," a woman said. "I've been robbed. He tied me up," she added. "Please, please, come help me," she begged. So the police rushed to the address, and what they found when they arrived was a 66-year-old woman, Julia Phillips, bound in duct tape. Her longtime boyfriend, 78-year-old Melvin Roberts, he'd been brutally murdered in his own driveway. He'd been beaten over the head, and a zip tie was wrapped around his neck so tightly that his 16-inch neck only measured 13 inches at his autopsy. Understandably, Melvin's sons were determined to find their father's killer, so they made a list of around 75 people who might have had a motive to murder their dad. They turned that list over to authorities, and eventually, the evidence pointed to one person, a familiar face. But would this person really do what this person was accused of doing? Would this person really kill Melvin Roberts? And if so, why? That's tonight on Dateline.
I don't feel like we're getting Keith for a one-hour special.
That's a good thing you picked up on.
Yeah.
Keith don't F around
Keith
with one-hour specials.
One-hour specials.
It got to be a two-hour special. You're not getting the GOAT.
Yeah, okay. So who do we got?
Andrea Canning Report.
Oh,
I like her.
Andrea. I won't give her a buzz. But I will say this one seems like something that we hear about a lot in these. The wife did it.
Julia Phillips.
Julia Phillips did it.
His longtime girlfriend.
Yeah.
This woman.
She did it. Because the thing is it's rare, like typically in these situations, GP, that just from doing this for so long now, it seems like that when a person is tied up, like when there's any kind of scenario where like they're calling 911 saying they've been tied up or locked up or something like that, they staged a crime.
Why are you going to kill Melvin Roberts but then just leave old Julia Phillips tied up?
Tied up, exactly.
Why are you going to take his 16-inch neck and turn it into a 13-inch neck, leave him dead in his driveway, but not go ahead and knock out Julia Phillips? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. If you don't want to learn all the details before Dateline, I'll tell you what happened. I read about it. So Melvin Roberts was a wealthy former mayor, former attorney. He had some money. He had been with this woman forever. He was getting ready to break up with her, take her out of his will. So there's clue number one.
Yep.
Here's what's interesting. She was arrested, charged, and convicted of accessory to murder. She was sentenced to a certain number of years in jail. She died in jail. She's dead now.
Wow.
They don't think she's the one who killed him.
Oh, she paid somebody.
She got somebody, one way or another, to kill him. They don't think she could have done what was done to him. So they think that somebody else did it, and they went and talked to her brother, who was in jail for another crime.
Well.
And they questioned him, but they never charged him. So technically, Melvin Roberts' murder remains unsolved, but the conclusion the authorities reached was Julia Phillips had him murdered, played a role in it, and then staged her own abduction. And then when she started telling the story, it's just like this always happens. The story changes.
Mm-hmm.
There become inconsistency in the story. They pick up on that. Now she died in jail. So anyway, it's been a rough day. First Tyranza, and now Melvin Roberts, the former mayor in York, South Carolina, set up by his longtime girlfriend.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Dan Walken said he wrote about this new organization, Gary Charles, who was Sonny Vaccaro's right-hand man on the grassroots circuit for a long, long time. Penny Hardaway is involved. So if you haven't read that yet, go find it. It's Dan Walken's latest column, USA Today.
What's on tap next week?
Well, Monday's a holiday, obviously. So I don't believe anybody's going to be here on Monday, but you should still listen to the station all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the rest of the week off as well. Tired of talking. I'm running out of stuff to say, Bennett.
We'll hold it down.
Tired of talking. So I'm also taking off from CBS. I'm really going to try to just unplug and not do anything. Like, really not do anything all week long. I don't know if I'll accomplish it, but that's where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. Drew Hill's going to be hosting?
Yes, sir.
So he'll be terrific.
We'll have a big show Monday, too, because we're coming off the first Tiger football game. So.
And by Monday, you mean Tuesday.
Correct. Yes, Tuesday. Sorry. So,
Drew Hill in studio on Tuesday from 4 to 6. Please be here at 4 o'clock. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hook. I
rejoice to the Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
And now a game of commercial chicken brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately.